After the shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Congress is considering a bill to encourage states to pass red flag laws. Those are laws that allow police, acting with court approval, to temporarily seize weapons from people deemed at risk of hurting themselves or others. Now, Florida adopted a red flag law last year, and NPR's Greg Allen reports it's used the law thousands of times.
Nearly every Thursday in a Miami courtroom, a judge hears red flag cases. On this day, Judge Diana Viscano is presiding.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wellings.
Miami-Dade police responded earlier this year to a 911 call about a man with a gun at a neighborhood park. Officers found Bobby Wellens in his car with a gun. Miami-Dade Police Sergeant Christopher Hernandez told the court he thinks Wellens made the 911 call and that he did so for a disturbing reason.
He stated that he was hoping that the police would kill him by responding to the scene. That's why he called.
Wellens told the judge he got depressed sometimes, but wasn't suicidal. The judge listened, but told him she was approving a risk protection order.
For these next 12 months, you are not to own or possess any firearms or ammunition.
In the year and a half since Florida adopted its red flag law, courts have approved some 2,500 risk protection orders here. That's nearly five every day. Bob Galtieri is a sheriff in Pinellas County, where more than 350 risk protection orders have been issued. He believes the red flag law is something Florida's needed for a long time. Before, even if someone was found to be mentally ill, he says police couldn't take their guns. This law changes that.
And it prevents those people that have said things, that have done things, exhibited behaviors that rise to the level of concern, so they can't run out and buy guns, acquire guns, because you're prohibited from possessing, from owning, or for purchasing under a risk protection order. So it's a big deal.
Florida passed its red flag law last year after the Parkland school shooting, which left 17 dead. In Broward, where Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is located, more than 340 risk protection orders have been issued. Authorities there often seek them against people who may not even own a gun to keep them from buying one. Christy McKenzie, a lawyer with Broward Sheriff, said she recently got a risk protection order for a man who was threatening his girlfriend.
He was like, I'm going to my house. I'm loading up my weapons. Combine that with a girlfriend that also said he's always talked about this AR-15 he has, but no one's ever seen it. It leads me to believe that they might go and purchase one if they don't already have it.
And a lot of this stuff is quite scary as to what the defendant is charged with having done.
Jack Tudor is the chief judge in Broward County. He says when officers ask for a risk protection order, judges rarely say no. While people can challenge the seizure of their weapons, many give them up willingly, knowing it's just for a year. Tudor supports Florida's red flag law, but he says it does put the courts in an unusual position. Judges in these cases are being asked to predict the person's behavior in the future.
And now you're trying to determine, is he going to harm himself or others? And should he have a weapon or ammunition? And so it's a decision that you're making based on future behavior, which isn't one that we do a lot in the court system.
That's a troubling proposition, say defense attorneys. And being subject to a risk protection order can make it harder for people to get into a school or find a job. That's because the order's reported to an FBI database used for background checks. Kendra Paris has represented many clients who have fought, usually unsuccessfully, against risk protection orders.
And the court is, instead of using a clear and convincing standard, what they seem to be doing is, out of an abundance of caution, we'll just go ahead and grant this risk protection order. What's the big deal? It's just the loss of firearms for a year. But there are a lot of collateral legal consequences, too.
Paris has filed a case challenging the constitutionality of Florida's red flag statute. She argues that it's too vague, that it's applied in an arbitrary manner, and that it violates a person's right to due process. Each county uses the law differently, some not at all, and the reasons vary. But politics doesn't seem to be a factor.
I'm a huge Second Amendment person. I certainly believe those that are not mentally ill and have not had a felony conviction have the right to possess firearms.
Grady Judd is the sheriff in Polk County, a rural and suburban area which has issued the largest number of risk protection orders, more than 380. Judd, a card-carrying NRA member, says the law requires a person to surrender their firearms to police or to a family member who agrees to keep them in a secure location. And it's only temporary. He says that's an important distinction.
The risk protection order does not allow government to seize your firearms. It's more or less a cooling off period.
Elected officials, both Republicans and Democrats, support Florida's red flag law. Even the NRA hasn't actively opposed it. When the legislature returns in the fall, members will consider expanding it to allow family members, not just police, seek risk protection orders for relatives they believe pose danger to themselves or others. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.